Believe in yourself, cause it starts with you, and then everyone else will believe you too. And if it looks like you're the only believer around, just keep on believing, don't put yourself down, just believe.
Our guest this week grew up in Royal Oak, Michigan, and earned a bachelor's degree in education from Central Michigan University and a master's in reading and language arts from Oakland University. He's been a high school basketball coach for 20-plus years, and since 2012, he's been the educational/leadership facilitator for Michigan Elite 25. The author of An Elite Journey, A Young Man's Leadership Story, his motto is, choose the hard right over the easy wrong. His name, Mike Masucci. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible, and we're talking to Coach Mike Masucci, the president of Attitude Excellence Others, AEOleadership.llc. Mike, welcome. A real honor to have you.
Thank you, Jack. It's a real honor to be here. I'm a big fan of yours and your show.
Thank you. Thank you. Give them an extra water, Rich. Give them an extra water. So let's start by talking about your childhood and your mom and your dad, please.
Great. You know, I really feel in many respects I hit the parent lottery. You know, I'm the son of Art and Mimi Masucci. Grew up in Royal Oak, Michigan. The center of our child rearing was the Shrine Catholic Church, and I really have fond memories. My dad was really a hero to me in many respects, and my mom is also a hero of mine. You know, I've learned a lot of great lessons from them. My dad, he was somebody who always was involved in great causes. You know, just a few weeks ago, he was enshrined to the Shrine High School Hall of Fame for his service. So growing up, I saw a man who was dedicated to great causes. He was the athletic director at the grade school I was at and coached many sports. And my mom, too, she's someone who taught me some wonderful lessons about loyalty and friendship, and somewhat I seek advice to or from all the time.
Speaking of great, what kind of an athlete were you, Masucci, as a kid?
Well, great wouldn't be the word I'd describe it. Good. I was part of some really good teams and teams that had some success at high school. Tried really hard. I was a coach's favorite in many respects because I worked hard, showed up to practice early, was a great teammate. Felt like I had great relationships with my coaches, but talent would not be the first word somebody would describe me.
Mike, how old were you when you first decided you wanted to be a high school coach?
Well, that's a great question. You know, that was really how I dreamt when I was younger. I didn't really dream of being a college player or NBA player. I dreamt of being a coach. My original dream was to follow Bobby Knight and be the next coach at Indiana University. But as time went on, I really admired the high school coaches. You know, I grew up in the Catholic League and went to games all the time. My grandfather was a coach, my dad a coach, and they took me to a lot of games. And I saw great coaches like Don Seiko from Shawn High School, Bernie Holowicki from Catholic Central, Bill Norton from Brother Rice. All those guys were great coaches that I looked up to and followed a lot when I was younger. So when we would go to games, I'd be watching the coaches, not the players.
You say your grandfather was a coach. He was a Hall of Fame coach, yeah, as was your dad. You talked about these legendary high school coaches. What's the biggest things they taught you, Mike?
Well, I think the biggest thing that separates the good from the greats, as I see it, is their presence. Their pure presence of being a great role model. That just being around them, you want to do a little bit better. I remember being at a leadership conference for Catholic League coaches when I was coaching at Shrine High School. And I was sitting next to one coach from another school and another head coach from Brother Rice High School by the name of Coach Al Fracassa, who's a legend here in the state of Michigan. And I was real honored to be sitting next to him and to talk to him. And the way he talked to me and the way he made me felt, he just made me feel 10 feet tall. He was real inspiring. And I think what separated him from the other coaches I met was he was really interested in me, wanted to hear about my program, wanted to hear about my thoughts about coaching. And after a great conversation, 2 days later, I get a letter in the mail from Coach Ficassa expressing how much he enjoyed talking to me. And so when I think of great coaches, I think of people that just make you feel a little bit better about yourselves, follow up with relationships, and just inspire you to do a little bit more.
Speaking of Coach Al Fracassa, he won 430 high school football games, 10 state champions. Unbelievable man. Unbelievable. Was at Shrine for 9 years, and then Brother Rice, I think, for 45 years. All right. You get out of school, you become a coach, and you start at the bottom, Country Day. And they've got a young kid named Shane Battier that he says, you made him. What was it like having Shane Battier as your first year of coaching?
Well, Country Day was an unbelievable place to start. You know, imagine being a 22-year-old first-year coach, sixth-grade history teacher, was the JV basketball coach and assistant coach for the girls program as well. And you walk into a place where they have a dynamo, all-state sophomore, all-American, who is being recruited by everyone in the country. So when I would go into practices, there would be Kentucky, Duke, Indiana, Michigan State at practices for the varsity teams. And it was just an electric place to be. And to see a young man like Shane and his work ethic and his commitment to not only being the best athlete but to being a great student was truly an eye-opener for me to see what a true student-athlete was like. And I just have really fond memories. And Shane's the type of person who's very humble. Even today, if I were to call him and ask for his thoughts on something, he would return a call, return an email. He's never become too big for the people that he grew up with.
We had him on the show maybe a year ago. Played for Houston for many years. Then he went to Miami, South Beach, won the first championship with LeBron. I said, what'd you do after that night? He said, well, my high school girlfriend, who is now my wife, and two of my sisters went out that next morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, to Denny's and had breakfast at Denny's. So we're talking to Mike Masucci. When we come back, we'll ask him about his days at Royal Oak Shrine. And I'm Jack Rasula, and this is Anything Is Possible, a News Talk 760 WJR. Welcome back to Anything Is Possible. I'm Jack Rasula. We're with Coach Mike Masucci. Let's go back to 1996. Mike, you're 24 years old, and you get the head coaching job at Royal Oak Shrine High School, and you were there for 16 years. Talk about that chapter in your life.
Only fond memories looking back at my coaching tenure at Shrine. You know, I was really young. I was 24 years old, but I felt like I had, you know, four seasons at Country Day because I coached both boys and girls and had incredible mentors and Coach Kurt Keener and Coach Frank Orlando. So I felt well prepared. And at Shrine, I was interviewed by the principal who was there when I was a student, Tom Kirkwood, and the athletic director who was there when I was a student, Lou Miramani. And those were really two of my heroes growing up. So it was quite an honor to be interviewed by them and to ultimately be hired. And we had, you know, really good success at Shrine. You know, we had some really good teams. We won our division four times, undefeated two times, went to the Catholic League Championship four times. So I'm really fond of those memories on the court. But mostly it was the ability to be part of a community, to have my kids go to school at the place that I went to have my folks be able to come to my games, and to see the former players of mine now moving back into Royal Oak and to be part of the community.
Do you remember what they paid you in 1996, that first year?
Yes. As a just a coaching stipend, it was $3,500. So it wasn't for the money. It was a labor of love.
No wonder Karen fell in love with you. Speaking of which, Let's talk about the job these high school coaches do. Both men and women. Long hours for minimal pay. And what they do to help our young kids and future leaders in America.
That's a great question. You know, growing up, high school coaches were the difference makers for me. They were the people that I looked up to the most. And the reason why I got into coaching, they have a really tough job, especially nowadays. It's very demanding. They're responsible for the dreams of young men and women. And they also are responsible for the pressures that, you know, parents put on them or school communities put on them. They don't get paid the money that the college coaches do. This is a labor of love, truly. And they're mostly teachers first and people who love kids. You know, what I've been doing recently is doing some consulting. And I've had a window into many different programs, football programs, hockey programs, soccer programs, and of course basketball programs. And I've seen some really great coaches and coaches that don't get acknowledged for their wins and losses, like the Al Fracassos or the Frank Orlandos or the Kurt Keeners. They're coaches that are just coaching out of labor of love and doing tremendous jobs.
If there's a young man or woman tonight, Mike, who thinks they want to get into coaching as a career, high school level, what would you tell them?
I'd tell them to go for it. The game is better when we have people excited about what they want to do. My first advice would be to get great mentors. I was a huge fan of Bo Schembechler's, and in his book he has a great quote, you know, mentors are more important than money. And I really believe that's important for any job, but especially coaching. If you can find coaches that are doing things the right way and for the right reasons, go work for them. Don't worry about your money. Don't worry about your next job. Just soak up the experiences, because those mentors will not only show you the right way to do things, but also help you on your path to coaching.
Speaking of quotes, why are quotes and short motivational sayings so valuable and so often used by high school and college coaches?
Well, quotes and words help build culture, and culture wins. And if you look at the great programs out there, they're the programs that rally around unbelievable quotes. You know, the quote that you mentioned in the beginning of the interview, choose the hard right over the easy wrong. That's a West Point saying, and it's a great saying for kids that help them shape their decision-making, because their decisions ultimately define their destiny. But if you walk into a New England Patriots locker room, it's do your job. Or you walk into Coach Harbaugh's office, coach your team. Those phrases help remind us to stay on task, to stay focused, and to keep the priorities in the right manner.
You've been blessed in many ways. One of the greatest was convincing Karen to marry you. Okay? You outkicked your punt coverage. talk to us about the life of a wife of a high school coach.
You know, I was blessed to find Karen. You know, I was already a coaching when I met her. So while we were dating, she understood the hours. She understood the passion. And that was really before cell phones, too. So I would often come home, watch videotape, and then be on our landline for, you know, an hour, hour and a half afterwards, either talking to staff or parents or administrators. So she understood the long hours, but she also understood the passion. I think that's what makes great marriages, when you foster each other's passion. So she really supported me, especially when before our kids were born, she was at all our games. It became more complicated as we had more children. But throughout my entire career, she's been supporting me as I have been supporting her of her passions. And now with my book journey, she's been right there as one of my champions.
You're like Dick Vitale plugging all of these things, you know? So Karen and you are blessed with three sons, AJ, Anthony, and Jake. Dad, is there coaching in any of their futures?
I think so. And of course, they'll they'll ultimately decide their own futures. But I remember my boys when they were young, they would watch videotapes of my games with me. You know, most kids watch Disney movies. My kids watch basketball tapes. And then they would go in the basement and mimic the game on their Nerf hoop. And so it was like something that they grew up with. They all have sharp minds that really understand the game. They, as athletes, are often coaches on the floor that understand tempo and rhythm and decision-making. So I see them as potential coaches down the road for sure.
After 20-plus years of coaching, and your grandfather coached, your dad coached, you decide to quit coaching in 2014. Mike Masucci, why?
That was one of the hardest professional decisions I had to make. I've been blessed. I've had two unbelievable jobs, both within the city I live at, Royal Oak Shrine and Royal Oak High School. And as I saw my kids and nephews kind of growing up, I wanted to be supporting them. But also I started to have different interests. One of my great passions is basketball, but another passion of mine that was developing was leadership. And they were kind of coinciding. And I was blessed to write a book, An Elite Journey, and that took off a little faster than I anticipated and started demanding some more time. And so with that, I was able to pivot one great passion, which is basketball, to another great passion, which was leadership.
Mike, what do you miss most about coaching?
Oh, there's a lot I miss. One of the things I miss is the huddle. You know, the huddle is such a powerful moment for a basketball team where you have, you know, your team together, shoulder to shoulder, eye contact, a goal in mind, and a commitment that we're all going to leave this huddle doing collectively our goal. And it's just a powerful moment where you guys can all, where we can all end it. You know, we always in our huddles had a word that we ended it with. Oftentimes it was focus, because we wanted to be focused on the task. So we'd have our hands together, focus, and we'd all go out and accomplish our task at hand. And that was such a powerful moment for me. So I missed the huddle a lot. I missed the practices, the planning, but also just the relationships you have with the kids as the season journey unfolds.
We're talking to Mike Masucci, who now is in the consulting business, and he's president of AEO Leadership LLC, which stands for Attitude, Excellence, and Others. When we come back, we'll ask him about that chapter. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. This is Anything Is Possible. I'm your host, Jack Prasula. We're with Mike Masucci, the author of An Elite Journey, A Young Man's Leadership Story. If you want to learn more, www.michaelmasucci.com. Mike, AEO Leadership LLC, tell us about it.
Well, attitude, excellence, and others, those are three words that really defined my coaching for the last probably 10 years of coaching, where I really sat down and really thought about what are some things that I really want to accomplish, what's my mission in coaching. And I really did a lot of reflection, talked to a lot of coaches, and came up with those three words. If you have a great attitude, that if you're a rising tide person, then you're going to have not only a leg up in basketball but also in life. And if you're committed to excellence, meaning you're going to do the very best you can, not trying to be perfect, but just trying to be excellent, that you're not only going to be a great basketball player, but you're going to be also a good student, and it's also going to serve you well in life, and also others. You know, we wanted our athletes to be men for others, to be people that looked out for not only their self-interest, but their teammates, and also their classmates, obviously their siblings and parents, and just be people who look out for other people. So attitude and excellence became our philosophy, what we try to teach every day on the court and off.
You hand out these coins, and they're about 2 inches in diameter, heavy bronze, and on the one side is AEO in the middle, with attitude, excellence, and others. Then on the other side, at the top, Elite Journey, and going down, you have the word Elite, which stands for education, leadership, integrity, team, and excellence.
Well, the coin is a gift that I gave to captains from different schools that I go and speak to about leadership. But the acronym ELITE really comes from Michigan Elite 25, which I've been blessed to be the education and leadership facilitator of that organization. And I'd just like to spend a moment talking about that. For me, my life really did a turn with a phone call from a gentleman by the name of Tim McCormick. And for those of you who know Tim, he's a giant of a man, both figuratively and literally. I mean, he's 7 feet tall, a former NBA player, former Michigan All-American, former Clarkson High School All-American, and Michigan native. He works for the NBA currently, and also had a vision to improve high school basketball here in the state of Michigan. You know, he was a little dismayed at what he saw, not only at the quality of play, but in coaching and player referee relationships. And he, along with a gentleman by the name of Mike Dietz, put together an idea, a plan, and a successful program called the Michigan Elite 25. And when Tim called me one afternoon, I remember vividly driving home from practice, and he called me and said, "Mike, I've got an incredible vision for the state of Michigan. I'd like you to be part of it." I couldn't have been more excited. And so from that, I went to his house, and he challenged me to help write a curriculum about what these young athletes should strive to be. And from that meeting, we had many other meetings that came up with our, and we came up with our core principles in the acronym ELITE, where education, leadership, integrity, teamwork, and excellence is what Michigan Elite 25 is going to be all about.
In preparation for the show, I called Tim McCormick. Here's what he said about Mike Masucci. Quote, "Great father, great husband, and strong leader of men." Send the $1,000, Mike, directly to Michelle and Tim. Getting back to this coin. Okay, so Elite Journey at the top and then down, ELITE, Educational Leadership, Integrity, Team, and Excellence. But then on the bottom are three more words. Now you're handing these out to public high school kids. And it's Veni Sancte Spiritus. What does that stand for?
That stands for Come Holy Spirit.
And isn't it illegal to do that, by the way?
No, it's not illegal. We have coins that we have in our pockets that say, "In God we trust." And I think one of the things that I learned long ago is, you know, if you want to be the best leader you can be, is to be yourself. And the Holy Spirit is someone that I rely on all the time. And Come Holy Spirit has been something that I say to myself before big moments, before, you know, a speech, prior when I was into coaching, before our games, just so I can help myself become the best I can be. So that is something that I wanted to be, that I wanted to have on the coin. And it's something that, you know, in different organizations, you stress it in different ways. But it's part of who I am, and I wanted to be consistent with who I was.
Recently, you spent one day, 7 hours, with the 30 Novi High School captains, both boys and girls. What was the basic message you tried to get across?
Well, first of all, Novi High School is an impressive place, and their athletic program is one of the best. I recently went and spoke to the volleyball team before their state championship last weekend in Battle Creek, so that was really exciting. But that afternoon at Novi High School, we talked about what leaders should be and what an elite journey is. And the decisions that they make will ultimately determine the team's destiny. And so one of the messages I wanted to get across was the most important decision that a coach can make is who's going to be on the team. And then the next important decision they make is who's going to lead the team. And so the importance of that leadership mantle that they have, and that it's their job to help make sure that that team can reach their goals by helping support an incredible vision. And remember that leadership is not just a position, that your coach nominated you as a captain and that's your position. But leadership is a choice. And so that's a choice you make every day. And so to lead with integrity, to remember that it's team first, and then to be committed to excellence in all you do.
Speaking of an elite journey, that's the name of the novel you wrote, An Elite Journey, A Young Man's Leadership Story. Let me ask you about a couple of the chapter titles. Chapter 2, Compare and Despair.
Well, that's a lesson that the main character learns quite early. The main character's name is C.J. Harding, and he's a young athlete trying to find his way. And he always finds himself comparing himself to his dad, who was a great athlete. And he ends up finding out that when you compare, you ultimately despair, that we ultimately run our own race. Tim, we mentioned Tim McCormick earlier in the interview. He has a great saying, you are the CEO of your own life. And you have to take 100% responsibility for your own life. And once you decide that, you know, your potential is limitless. And so when you compare, that is what ends up happening, is you despair. And I think that's ultimately the same thing with not only kids but adults. And I remember my biggest mistakes in coaching was when I tried to be someone that I wasn't. You know, I tried to, you know, maybe talk like Frank Orlando or Al Fracasso, or you go to a practice like Tom Izzo, and then you try to run a drill like Tom Izzo runs a drill, or you go see Greg Campy at Oakland University, and you try to, you know, command a huddle like Coach Campy does. And ultimately what you find out is you just become a second-rate version of yourself, and you're better off running your own race and not comparing yourself to others.
You know, you do kind of look like Steve Alford, and you got the way about you like that Pat Riley, you know? You got the collar up like he wore, et cetera, et cetera. Okay, we just celebrated Thanksgiving. Chapter 11, Attitude of Gratitude. There's always one more.
Well, that's towards the end of the book, and the main character is, you know, going through his own elite journey. And one of the things he struggles with is not so much what he's doing, but why he's doing it. And he seeks a mentor in the book who tries to explain how it is that you become your best self. And one of the things he challenged C.J. Harding to do was to search for the why in life instead of the what. Because C.J. had a lot of great whats. He wanted to be a Division I athlete. He wanted to be an all-A student. He wanted one day to be in the NBA. But he was really struggling for the why. And so what his mentor encouraged him to do was to sit and to start the day the right way. And he said, you know, a possession in basketball is often dictated by how it starts. And he likened it to a day in your life. And so he challenged CJ to when you wake up, before your foot hits the floor, to be in a state of gratitude, to spend the day in some prayer and reflection, and really live an intentional day through reflection, through intentional living out your goals, and to really explore the why. Because once you have the why in your life, the what takes care of itself.
When we come back, we'll ask Mike Masucci about some of the 25 core principles of Michigan Elite. And I'm Jack Rasul, and this is Anything Is Possible on News Talk 760 WJR. I'm Jack Rasula. This is Anything Is Possible. We're talking to Coach Mike Masucci. Since 2012, one of the things he's done has been the educational / leadership facilitator for Michigan Elite 25 with Tim McCormick, Mike Dietz, and many others. So you bring in the 25 best freshman basketball players, sophomore, junior, and senior high school basketball players throughout the state for 3 or 4 days. to teach them values, etc. And there's 25 core principles that you help develop. Number 5, accountability. You're responsible for your success, happiness, and failures.
Yeah, these core principles, and you know, Tim really is an incredible leader. He's painted a great vision for these kids. And number 5, accountability. One of the things I think about accountability is you can count on me. And so what we want our athletes to do is we want them to go to their schools, to their teams, and be someone that their principal can count on, that their teachers can count on, that their coaches can count on, and their teammates can count on, and say, this young man's going to do things the right way. And so I think one of the visions that Tim and Mike have and that we're supporting is that when there's a college recruit looking at a Michigan Elite 25 person, they can walk into the gym and know that if he's part of the Elite 25 program, that there's going to be no issues with character and leadership.
If you want to learn more, www.michaelmasucci.com. One more of these principles. Embrace manhood. Girls deserve to be respected.
Absolutely. You know, one of the, you know, this is probably one of the toughest times to be a young person. You know, there's so many distractions with social media, with peer pressure. And with that, becoming a young man is really difficult. Tim has brought in some great speakers to talk about what it means to be a man, what it means to treat people with respect, not just women, but your coaches and your teachers, what it's like to give a good handshake, look someone in the eye, to be curious about their life, to ask good questions, and to make really good connections, not for the sake of just furthering your career, but just for the sake of being a good person. And, you know, when you go out on a date, you know, open the door for the young lady, meet their parents, bring back some traditional values that might be lost in today's society. And so, you know, that's just a message that empowers young men to do things the right way.
For the last 20 quarter of a century, you've devoted your life to young people. You're around them every day. What do our young people, Mike Masucci, really want today?
That's a great question. A lot of them just want to be acknowledged for who they are. Many of them want to change the world. But, you know, there's a difference between what you want and what you need. And I think that many of them want things, too fast. You know, we had a great speaker at the Michigan Elite 25, Tony Knuckles from Quicken Loans. He was great. Really energetic leader and really positive. And he said this. He said, be, do, have. And I loved that message because he said too often young people want to have, be, do. They want to have things before they're being a good person and they're doing the right things. So, you know, our young people, they want to change the world. They want to be acknowledged. They want to be appreciated. And the challenge to them would be is to, you know, go slow to go fast, so to speak, to first just really work on being a good person, doing the right things, and then the have, you can accomplish anything.
Speaking of wanting boundaries, let's talk about our parents versus the parents today. Our parents, it was a dictatorship, and there was discipline. Today, it's a democracy, and we have to accept the kids. Mike Masucci, who's right?
Well, I don't like to say who's right and who's wrong. I like to look at the best of both worlds. And I think when you look at the great parents, I can look at my parents and a lot of the parents that I grew up with, great parents are great leaders. And leaders are people that bring out the best in others. And when you can bring out the best in your children, then that's great parental leadership. And it's a challenge. You know, we say this in the Elite 20, nobody makes it alone. So you need support. But I think one of the things that parents try to do too often is to become their friend of their sons or daughters. And I think you can be friendly, but some of the best leaders I know have this aura about them that they just feel uncomfortable around. And I mean that in a good way. You know, I remember growing up with Father Edward Pruse, who was a great leader in our community. And when you were around him, you just wanted to feel, you wanted to be your best self. You just wanted, you didn't want to disappoint him. And we had great teachers. I remember Lou Marimani was a great history teacher, and you didn't want to disappoint Mr. Marimani. And I felt that way around my parents. I feel obviously really comfortable around them, but I don't want to disappoint. I want to be my best self around them. And I think that that's what great leadership does and great parenting is having your kids become their best self.
As I've had guests on who have been around young people, one piece of advice they regularly give is to tell the kids, forget yourself. If there's a young kid tonight that says, Coach, how do I do that?
That's a challenge. In fact, I think a lot of coaches would, you know, I think there's a couple of ways you can look at that. I think sometimes selfish has some negative connotations where you can want the best for yourself, but often what's best for you is to serve others. And once you serve others, that inspiration, I think, helps you become better than you were yesterday. So forgetting yourself might be serving others. And when you serve others, you become better.
As our time winds down this evening, Coach, what advice do you give to our young listeners?
Well, one of my favorite quotes by Henry David Thoreau is, walk confidently in the direction of your dreams and live the life you've imagined. And I would give that piece of advice to all young people. It's to walk confidently in the dreams that you have, to set goals, to choose to lead, to remember that your decisions define your destiny, to surround yourself with great people, that no one makes it alone, and that when you compare, you despair. So you want to live your own life and walk your own path. That would be the advice I would give.
Thanks for coming.
Thank you, Jack.
This represents our 600th show, almost 12 years. And I want to say thanks to our leader, Tom O'Brien, Mike Wheeler, Mark Blackwell, the producer, Rich, the assistant producer, Kelly Fisher, who does all the research, the 600 great guests, and most of all, our faithful listeners. It's a blessing and it's a joy to play a small role. God bless. Please join us next Sunday. Until then, I'm Jack Rasula. Thanks for listening, and make it a great week, because with God, anything is possible. Small.
Believe in yourself.